The miraculous healings reported in the Bible are true demonstrations of divine power that transcend time and continue to inspire millions of people around the world. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, these stories reveal not only God's ability to heal physical diseases, but also to restore hope and faith in people's lives. Today, we will explore 12 of the most impactful and surprising healings in the Bible, each bringing a profound lesson about faith, obedience, and God's love for His creation. These stories are not only historical records, but also spiritual allegories that teach us about the nature of God and His desire to be deeply involved in our lives. Each of these miraculous healings is a testament to divine power and the faith of those who sought help. They remind us that regardless of the circumstances, God is always present and willing to intervene in our lives in surprising and transformative ways. So without further ado, let us dive into these stories and discover the profound lessons they have to teach us. Beyond physical healing, these miracles often resulted in profound spiritual changes in the lives of those involved. People who were previously desperate and hopeless found not only the healing of their bodies, but also the renewal of their souls. This dual impact, physical and spiritual, is a hallmark of biblical healings, showing that true healing goes beyond the body and touches the heart and soul. Healing of Naaman from leprosy. The story of Naaman, recorded in 2 Kings 5:1-14, is one of the most impressive demonstrations of divine healing in the Old Testament. Naaman was the commander of the army of Syria, a man of great value and respect, but he suffered from leprosy, a terrible and incurable disease at that time. His suffering was known to all, and leprosy not only affected his body, but also his social position and personal interactions. A young Israeli girl, captured in one of the Syrian incursions and serving in Naaman's house, mentioned to his wife that the prophet Elisha in Israel could heal him. Desperate for a cure, Naaman went to the king of Syria, who sent him to the king of Israel with a letter of recommendation and many gifts, including gold, silver, and fine clothes. Upon arriving in Israel, Naaman was directed to Elisha's house. To his surprise, Elisha did not receive him personally. Instead, he sent a messenger with simple instructions. Naaman should wash 7 times in the Jordan River to be cured. Naaman was furious and offended, thinking that a simple bath in an Israeli river could not compare to the rivers of Damascus. He expected a grand and miraculous ritual, but Naaman's servants convinced him to obey the prophet's instructions. Naaman dipped in the Jordan 7 times, and his skin was restored, becoming like that of a child. He returned to Elisha, acknowledging the power of the God of Israel and offering gifts that Elisha refused, showing that God's grace cannot be bought. Naaman declared his faith in the God of Israel, promising not to worship other gods. This story teaches about the importance of obedience and humility before God. Naaman had to overcome his pride and follow Elisha's simple and humble instructions to receive his healing. His faith and obedience resulted in both physical and spiritual transformation. Naaman's story reminds us that divine healing can come in unexpected ways and that true faith requires humility and obedience. Beyond physical healing, Naaman's spiritual transformation shows how God can use illness and suffering to reveal His power and bring people closer to Him. Besides physical healing, Naaman's story also illustrates spiritual transformation. Initially arrogant and resistant, Naaman eventually surrendered to the simplicity and power of the God of Israel. His physical healing was accompanied by a spiritual conversion, where he acknowledged the sovereignty of Elisha's God. He promised not to offer sacrifices to other gods, only to the Lord. This testimony is a powerful reminder that divine healing not only restores the body, but can also transform the soul. Another important aspect of this story is the role of the young Israeli girl who, despite her condition as a slave, was the catalyst for Naaman's healing. Her faith and knowledge about Elisha and the God of Israel were crucial for Naaman's healing. This shows us that God can use anyone, regardless of their position or circumstance, to accomplish his purposes and bring healing and salvation. The resurrection of the widow's son in Zarephath. The story of the resurrection of the widow's son in Zarephath, found in 1 Kings 17:8. 24 is a powerful testimony of God's provision and compassion during times of great need. During a severe drought and famine, God instructed the prophet Elijah to seek refuge in Zarephath, a city outside of Israel, where a widow would take care of him. Elijah found the widow gathering sticks and asked her for some water and a piece of bread. The widow, in extreme need, explained that she had only a handful of flour and a little oil, enough for a last meal for her and her son before they died of hunger. Elijah encouraged her to make the bread for him first, promising that the flour and oil would not run out until God sent rain. The widow, showing great faith, obeyed, and as promised, her provision was miraculously sustained. This miracle was already a proof of divine provision in times of despair, but the story does not end there. Sometime later, the widow's son became seriously ill and died. The widow, desperate, confronted Elijah, expressing her pain and confusion. Elijah, touched by the situation, took the boy to his room, cried out to the Lord, and lay on the boy's body three times, pleading for his life. God heard Elijah's fervent prayer, and the boy revived. Elijah then delivered the living son to his mother, who recognized Elijah as a true man of God and confirmed that the word of the Lord in his mouth was truth. This story not only reveals God's power over life and death, but also highlights the importance of faith and trust in divine provision, even in times of extreme difficulty. The widow of Zarephath, a foreigner, received a blessing that transcended her expectations, showing that God's grace knows no boundaries. Additionally, this narrative highlights the importance of hospitality and generosity. The widow, despite her poverty, chose to help Elijah, and in return received not only continuous provision, but also the resurrection of her son. This miracle reaffirms the message that God sees and rewards kindness and faith, often in ways that surpass our boldest expectations. The widow of Zarephath also teaches us about perseverance and faith in moments of despair. She was prepared for her last meal, but still chose to trust Elijah's words and act in faith. Her story is a reminder that divine provision and intervention can come in the darkest moments, bringing hope and renewal. Elijah, as God's prophet, showed the ability to intercede for others and bring life where there was death, a representation of God's redemptive power. The healing of King Hezekiah. The healing of King Hezekiah is one of the most remarkable stories in the Old Testament, demonstrating God's mercy and the effectiveness of fervent prayer. Hezekiah, king of Judah, was known for his piety and commitment to God, leading significant religious reforms and eliminating idolatry in his kingdom. However, his faith would be dramatically tested when he was struck by a severe illness. In 2 Kings 20, 1:11, we read that Hezekiah became mortally ill, and the prophet Isaiah was sent to him with a discouraging message: "Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover." This news was devastating for Hezekiah, who immediately turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord with great fervor. He reminded God of his faithfulness and devotion and begged for mercy. While Isaiah was still in the middle of the palace, God heard Hezekiah's prayer and ordered the prophet to return and tell him, "I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Isaiah instructed Hezekiah's servants to make a poultice of figs and apply it to the king's boil, and he recovered his health according to the word of the Lord. As a sign of God's promise, the king asked for proof that he would be healed and able to go up to the temple on the third day. Isaiah responded that the sign would be the shadow going back 10 steps on the sundial of Ahaz, and miraculously the shadow went back, confirming the divine promise. Hezekiah's healing is a powerful illustration of the power of prayer and God's compassion. God's response to Hezekiah's fervent prayer reveals his willingness to intervene in human circumstances, especially when faith and sincerity are demonstrated. The addition of 15 years to Hezekiah's life also underscores God's sovereignty over life and death, and how he can alter destiny according to his will and purpose. This story also highlights the importance of living a just and devout life. Hezekiah was not perfect, but his dedication to God and his just leadership in Judah made him a recipient of divine grace. Additionally, the use of a poultice of figs to heal the king's boil reminds us that God can use natural methods alongside his supernatural intervention to bring healing. Hezekiah's account teaches us that even in the darkest moments, fervent prayer can change seemingly hopeless situations. Hezekiah's honesty and humility in his prayer are models for all who seek God's intervention in times of need. His story is a lasting testimony to God's faithfulness and the effectiveness of fervent and sincere prayer. Furthermore, the sign of the shadow going back on the sundial serves as a reminder of God's absolute power over creation. He controls time and space, and nothing is beyond his reach. This miraculous healing not only restored Hezekiah's health, but also strengthened the faith of the people of Judah, demonstrating that their God was truly sovereign and powerful. The healing of Jeroboam's withered hand. The story of Jeroboam and the healing of his withered hand, recorded in 1 Kings 13:1, 6, is a fascinating example of how God can demonstrate his power and sovereignty in unexpected ways. Jeroboam, the first king of the divided kingdom of Israel, had strayed from God's ways, instituting idolatrous worship and sacrificing on altars he had built himself. One day, while he was in Bethel burning incense, a man of God from Judah was sent by the Lord to prophesy against the altar. The man of God, under divine direction, proclaimed that the altar would split apart and the ashes on it would be scattered as a sign of God's displeasure with Jeroboam's idolatrous practices. Enraged, Jeroboam stretched out his hand and ordered the prophet to be seized. However, the moment his hand stretched out, it withered and became paralyzed. Unable to move it, Jeroboam saw God's power directly and immediately. The altar split apart and the ashes scattered as prophesied. Faced with this miracle, Jeroboam asked the man of God to intercede with the Lord to restore his hand. The prophet prayed and Jeroboam's hand was instantly healed, returning to its normal state. This event was a clear demonstration of God's sovereign power and his ability to judge and show mercy. The healing of Jeroboam's hand is a powerful reminder that God can use even those far from his ways to show his glory. Although Jeroboam was disobedient and idolatrous, God's immediate response to the prophet's prayer reveals his mercy and willingness to restore. This story also reminds us that God's prophets, even in the face of opposition and persecution, play a crucial role in bringing divine truth to the world. Despite witnessing a personal miracle, Jeroboam continued in his idolatrous ways, demonstrating that witnessing miracles does not guarantee heart transformation. This miraculous healing highlights the need not only to seek God's miracles, but also to allow them to transform our lives and guide us to true obedience and reverence to the Lord. The healing of the paralytic at the Pool of Bethesda. The story of the healing of the paralytic at the Pool of Bethesda, found in John 5:1-15, is one of the most moving healings performed by Jesus during his ministry. Bethesda, a pool in Jerusalem surrounded by 5 porches, was a place where many sick, blind, lame, and paralyzed people gathered in the hope of being healed. There was a belief that occasionally an angel would come down and stir the waters, and the first to enter the pool after this movement would be healed. A man who had been paralyzed for 38 years was lying there. His situation seemed hopeless, as he never managed to get into the pool in time. When Jesus saw him, he immediately knew his condition and asked, "Do you want to be made well?" The man replied that he had no one to help him into the pool when the water was stirred. Instead of discussing the stirred waters, Jesus simply said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Immediately, the man was healed. He took up his bed and began to walk. This miracle occurred on a Sabbath, and the Jewish leaders criticized the man for carrying his bed on this day, which was considered sacred and reserved for rest. When asked who had healed him, the man initially did not know, as Jesus had withdrawn into the crowd. Later, Jesus found the man in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The healing of the paralytic at the Pool of Bethesda highlights several important lessons. First, Jesus's compassion is evident in choosing to heal a man who had been in a desperate situation for decades. Second, the miracle reveals that Jesus has authority over the Sabbath and that human need for healing and restoration surpasses legal restrictions. Third, Jesus's final instruction to the healed man emphasizes the connection between physical well-being and moral and spiritual life. Additionally, this story shows that while human methods of healing, such as the belief in the Pool of Bethesda, may fail, Jesus's power transcends all human limitations and expectations. The man's instant healing after 38 years of paralysis is a clear demonstration that for God, nothing is impossible, and he can transform lives in an instant. The healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter. In Mark 7:24, 30, we find the story of the healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter, a remarkable example of persistent faith and Jesus's mercy beyond the borders of Israel. Jesus had withdrawn to the region of Tyre and Sidon, seeking some rest and perhaps to escape the pressures of his public ministry. However, his presence did not go unnoticed. A Greek woman of Syrophoenician origin heard about Jesus and came to him, begging him to cast out an unclean spirit from her daughter. Initially, Jesus responded in a way that might seem harsh. "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." He was referring to the priority of his ministry to the Jews, comparing the Jews to children and the Gentiles to little dogs. However, the woman was not deterred. She replied, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." The healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter. In Mark 7:24, 30, we find the story of the impressed by her response and faith. Jesus said, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." When she returned home, she found her daughter lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. This healing not only delivered the daughter from demonic oppression, but also revealed the openness of Jesus's ministry to all people, regardless of their background. The Syrophoenician woman's persistence and humility are powerful lessons about faith. She was not offended by Jesus's initial response, but used it as an opportunity to demonstrate her belief in Jesus's mercy and power. Her faith was rewarded, showing that God's grace is available to all who approach him with genuine faith and humility. This story also reflects the expansion of the gospel beyond the borders of Israel, anticipating the disciples' mission to take Jesus's message to all nations. The healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter is a reminder that God's love and compassion know no limits, and that his mercy extends to all who seek him sincerely. The healing of the man born blind. The healing of the man born blind, recorded in John 9, 1-12, is one of the most significant and profound healings performed by Jesus, not only for the miracle itself, but also for the spiritual symbolism it carries. As he passed by, Jesus saw a man who was blind from birth. His disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus replied, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him." Jesus then spat on the ground, made clay with the saliva, and anointed the eyes of the blind man. He instructed the man to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man obeyed and returned seeing. This miracle caused great commotion among the neighbors and those who knew him as a beggar. Many did not believe that he was the same man who had been blind from birth. The healed blind man was brought to the Pharisees, who were divided in their opinions about Jesus. Some said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath," while others argued, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" The man who had been blind testified about Jesus, saying that he was a prophet. The Pharisees, dissatisfied, called the man's parents to confirm that he had been born blind, and they confirmed but were afraid of the consequences and did not want to get more involved. The Pharisees pressed the man again, and he responded courageously, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see." This simple yet powerful declaration highlights the transformation Jesus brought to his life. The Pharisees, unable to refute his experience, expelled him from the synagogue. Jesus found the man again and revealed himself to him as the Son of Man. The man believed and worshipped him. The healing of the man born blind is a symbol of the spiritual enlightenment that Jesus brings. Just as he restored the man's physical sight, Jesus also brings spiritual light to the world's darkness. This miracle is a powerful testimony that Jesus is the light of the world, bringing clarity and truth where there was once blindness and confusion. Beyond the physical miracle, this story emphasizes the importance of obedience and faith. The man followed Jesus's instructions without question, and his faith was rewarded with healing. This narrative also addresses themes of judgment and prejudice, showing how the religious leaders of the time were more concerned with their traditions than with the work of God manifested before them. The healing of the woman with the issue of blood. In Mark 5:25-34, we find the touching story of the woman with the issue of blood, a narrative that reveals the depth of personal faith and Jesus's power to heal. The woman had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years and had spent all her resources on doctors without obtaining a cure. Her condition was not only physical, but also social and religious, as it made her unclean according to Jewish laws, isolating her from the community. Upon hearing about Jesus, the woman decided that merely touching his clothes would be enough for her healing. Amid the crowd, she approached from behind and touched Jesus's garment. Immediately, she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, perceiving that power had gone out from him, asked, "Who touched my clothes?" The disciples, puzzled by the crowd pressing around him, questioned why he would ask such a thing. But Jesus continued looking for the one who had touched him. The woman, realizing she could not go unnoticed, approached, trembling with fear, and fell at Jesus's feet, telling him the whole truth. Jesus then said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." This statement not only confirmed the woman's physical healing, but also reintegrated her into society, calling her daughter and assuring her of peace. The story of the woman with the issue of blood is a powerful testimony of faith and perseverance. She overcame social and religious barriers to reach Jesus, firmly believing in his healing power. Her faith was not in vain, and she received more than she expected. Besides physical healing, she received confirmation of her faith and a new beginning in life. This miracle also highlights Jesus's sensitivity to individual needs. Despite the crowd around him, he noticed the woman's touch of faith and did not let her healing go unnoticed. Jesus not only healed her illness, but also restored her emotionally and socially, showing that his ministry is holistic, touching all aspects of human life. The resurrection of Jairus's daughter. The resurrection of Jairus's daughter, narrated in Mark 5:21-43, is one of the most emotional and dramatic stories of Jesus's ministry, revealing his power over death and his deep compassion. Jairus, a synagogue leader, came to Jesus, falling at his feet and begging him to heal his 12-year-old daughter, who was at the point of death. Jesus agreed to go with him, but on the way, a large crowd followed and pressed around him. It was during this journey that Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood, which delayed his arrival at Jairus's house. Meanwhile, some people came from Jairus's house saying that his daughter had died and that he should not trouble the teacher any further. Jesus, overhearing this, said to Jairus, "Do not be afraid, only believe." They continued to the house, where they found a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. Jesus asked why they were making such a commotion and crying, stating that the child was not dead, but only sleeping. They laughed at him, knowing she was dead. Jesus then made everyone leave, except the child's parents and his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John. He went in where the child was, took her by the hand and said, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around, to the great astonishment of all. Jesus instructed them to give her something to eat and ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. This resurrection demonstrates Jesus's authority over death, offering hope in seemingly hopeless situations. Jairus's faith, even in the face of his daughter's death, was rewarded with the restoration of life. This story emphasizes the importance of faith in Jesus, regardless of circumstances. Besides demonstrating Jesus's power over death, the resurrection of Jairus's daughter highlights his compassion and sensitivity. He not only brought the girl back to life, but also cared for her physical needs, asking them to give her something to eat. This miracle is a powerful reminder that in Jesus there is hope beyond death and that his presence brings life and renewal. The resurrection of Lazarus. The resurrection of Lazarus, described in John 11:1-44, is one of the most impressive and significant miracles of Jesus, demonstrating his power over death and his deep compassion. Lazarus of Bethany was sick, and his sisters, Martha and Mary, sent a message to Jesus saying, "Lord, the one you love is sick." However, upon hearing this, Jesus stayed where he was for two more days before going to Judea. When Jesus finally arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had already been dead and buried for 4 days. Martha went out to meet Jesus and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus replied, "Your brother will rise again." Martha, thinking of the resurrection at the last day, heard Jesus say, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Mary, upon hearing of Jesus' arrival, ran to meet him and also expressed her sorrow over her brother's death. Jesus, deeply moved and weeping, went to Lazarus's tomb. He ordered the stone to be removed, and Martha, concerned about the odor, reminded Jesus that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Jesus replied, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" After the stone was removed, Jesus prayed to the Father and then called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" The man who had been dead came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to those present, "Loose him and let him go." The resurrection of Lazarus is a miracle of profound spiritual and theological significance. First, it demonstrates Jesus' power over death, confirming his declaration that he is the resurrection and the life. Second, it reveals Jesus' compassion as he wept over the pain of Martha and Mary and the death of his friend. Third, Lazarus' resurrection strengthened the faith of the disciples and many others who witnessed the miracle, leading many to believe in Jesus. Moreover, this miracle paved the way for Jesus' own resurrection, demonstrating that he has authority over life and death. The story of Lazarus is a powerful reminder that in Jesus there is hope even in the face of death. He is the source of eternal life, and his presence can transform even the most desperate situations. This event also had a profound impact on the Jewish community. Many who were present believed in Jesus after witnessing Lazarus's resurrection. However, it also led the religious leaders to further conspire against Jesus, fearing the growing number of his followers and the potential unrest it could cause. Another important aspect of this story is Jesus' personal interaction with Martha and Mary. He engaged emotionally with them, showing that God is not indifferent to our suffering. Jesus deeply cares about our pains and is present with us in our difficulties, offering comfort and hope. Lazarus' resurrection also serves as a preview of what is to come for all believers. Just as Lazarus was raised from physical death, Jesus promises resurrection and eternal life for all who believe in him. Therefore, this story is not just about a specific miracle, but about the promise of eternal life and victory over death through Jesus Christ. The healing of the centurion's servant. The healing of the centurion's servant recorded in Matthew 8, 5:13 and Luke 7, 1:10 is one of the narratives that highlights the faith of a Gentile in Jesus and Jesus' authority to heal from a distance. The centurion, a Roman officer, had a servant who was very dear to him and was gravely ill and near death. Recognizing Jesus' authority and power, the centurion sent some Jewish elders to ask Jesus to come and heal his servant. As Jesus approached the house, the centurion sent friends to say, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." Jesus, marveling at such great faith, said to the crowd that followed him, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." Then he said to those with the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And the servant was healed that same hour. This healing is significant for several reasons. First, it highlights the extraordinary faith of the centurion, a Gentile who recognized Jesus' authority in a way that few in Israel did. Second, it demonstrates Jesus' power to heal from a distance, showing that his authority is not limited by physical proximity. Third, the story underscores the centurion's humility, as he did not consider himself worthy to have Jesus come to his house, but firmly believed in the power of Jesus' word. The healing of the centurion's servant teaches us about the importance of faith, humility, and recognition of Jesus' authority. The centurion not only believed in Jesus' power, but also understood that he had divine authority to command healing with a single word. This miracle is a powerful example of how faith can operate miracles and how Jesus is willing to respond to genuine faith, regardless of the person's background or social position. Moreover, this story is evidence that God's grace is available to everyone, regardless of ethnicity or social status. The centurion, although a Roman officer and part of the group oppressing the Jews, was praised for his great faith. This shows that God does not show favoritism and that everyone has access to his grace through faith. The healing of the centurion's servant also teaches us about intercession. The centurion interceded for his servant, showing compassion and responsibility for those under his authority. Likewise, we are called to intercede for others, bringing their needs to God in prayer, trusting in his power and mercy to bring healing and restoration. The healing of the 10 lepers. The story of the healing of the 10 lepers, narrated in Luke 17:11, 19, is a powerful lesson about gratitude and faith. As Jesus was traveling to Jerusalem, passing between Samaria and Galilee, he encountered 10 men who were lepers. They stood at a distance and shouted, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus, seeing them, said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of the 10, realizing he was healed, returned, glorifying God with a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet, thanking him. This man was a Samaritan, a foreigner, and possibly despised by the Jews. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to the man, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." The healing of the 10 lepers highlights several important aspects. First, it shows Jesus' power to heal and his willingness to help those who cry out for mercy. Second, the response of the 10 lepers underscores the importance of gratitude. Only one returned to thank and glorify God, demonstrating that gratitude is an expected response to divine acts of mercy. The ingratitude of the 9 healed lepers is a reminder that often people receive blessings and miracles but fail to acknowledge the source of these blessings and express gratitude. Jesus' emphasis on the Samaritan's gratitude highlights that recognizing and thanking God is an important attitude of faith and devotion. Moreover, Jesus' final declaration to the Samaritan, "Your faith has made you well," indicates that faith and gratitude are intertwined and that true healing goes beyond the physical, reaching the spiritual. The Samaritan's faith not only healed him of leprosy, but also brought him spiritual salvation, recognizing Jesus as Lord. This story is a powerful reminder of the need to recognize and thank God for his blessings in our lives. Often, we can become complacent and take his blessings for granted, forgetting to return and give thanks. The example of the Samaritan challenges us to always be grateful and to recognize God's hand in all areas of our lives. The healing of the 10 lepers also highlights the universality of God's love and grace. The fact that the one who returned to give thanks was a Samaritan emphasizes that God's salvation and healing are available to all, regardless of ethnic background or social status. This narrative challenges us to overcome our prejudices and recognize the value and faith of all people, celebrating the diversity of God's people. The stories of healing in the Bible are more than just accounts of miracles. They are testimonies of God's unconditional love, his compassion, and the transformative power he exercises over people's lives. Through these narratives, we can see divine intervention in desperate situations, the restoration of hope, and the renewal of faith. From Naaman's healing from leprosy to Lazarus's resurrection, each miracle is a reminder of God's ability to overcome all difficulties and bring healing and restoration where there is pain and suffering. These historical events show us that God's healing is not limited to the physical, but also extends to the spiritual, emotional, and social. He not only heals bodies, but also transforms lives, restoring dignity and hope. Obedience, faith, and humility are recurring themes in these stories. Naaman had to overcome his pride and follow Elisha's simple instructions to be healed. The woman with the issue of blood showed bold and persistent faith, believing that merely touching Jesus' garment would be enough for her healing. The Roman centurion demonstrated incredible faith in Jesus' authority, believing that a single word from him would be enough to heal his servant. These stories also show us that God's mercy knows no boundaries. He responds to genuine faith, regardless of the person's background or social position. The widow of Zarephath, a foreigner, received divine provision in a time of extreme need. The Samaritan healed of leprosy was praised for his gratitude, despite being from a despised group by the Jews. Moreover, these narratives reveal that divine healing can come in unexpected ways. The paralytic at the pool of Bethesda expected to be healed by the stirred waters, but found his healing in Jesus' words. The Syrophoenician woman's daughter was healed from a distance by Jesus' word, showing that divine authority transcends physical limitations. These stories also challenge us to reflect on our own faith and gratitude. The healing of the 10 lepers reminds us of the importance of recognizing and thanking God for his blessings. Only one returned to give thanks, and he was a Samaritan, highlighting that gratitude is a vital expression of faith and devotion. As we revisit these narratives, we are invited to renew our faith in God and seek his presence in our lives. They remind us that, regardless of circumstances, God is always present and willing to intervene in surprising and transformative ways. His compassion is infinite, and His power is limitless. In our own journey, we can find comfort and hope in these stories. They show us that even in the most desperate situations, there is always a possibility of transformation and renewal through faith in God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and His promises of healing and restoration remain valid for us today. May these stories inspire us to live with renewed faith, trusting in God's power to heal and transform our lives. May we seek His presence with humility, obedience, and gratitude, knowing that He is faithful to respond to our needs and bring the healing we need, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual.